Hello, students, and welcome to Lesson 1 of the Current Events English course. Today's lesson is based on an article about Elizabeth Warren, who is a candidate for the 2020 presidential election in the U.S. If you want to read the original article, click on the link under this video. Elizabeth Warren is staking out an ambitious stance on the topic of paying for college education. The word stance refers to a position of belief or point of view. And the phrasal verb staking out here means something like to establish. So she is establishing her beliefs or opinions on this topic. Other people have different beliefs about education. Some favor sweeping benefits. The word sweeping means having a large and wide effect. And others support more incremental adjustments. That means small or gradual changes. Warren's new plan would do three things: forgive $50,000 in student loans for low and middle class people, make college tuition, that's the money paid for education, free for public colleges, and expand grants for low income and minority students to cover other costs. A grant is an amount of money given by an organization, usually for a specific purpose. The money in a grant doesn't have to be paid back, whereas the money in a loan does have to be paid back. This plan is bigger than the plan of Bernie Sanders, another person who is vying for the nomination to be the presidential candidate. Vying for means competing for. Elizabeth Warren says the debt burden is a problem for students. Debt refers to money you need to pay back. Note that the B is silent. It's pronounced debt. And a burden is something very heavy, difficult, or stressful to carry. She says this issue is personally important to her because she used to be a college dropout. A dropout is someone who leaves a course of study without finishing it. But then she got an opportunity to continue attending college part-time while working. This story is a fixture of her stump speech. A fixture is something that is always present. And the expression stump speech means a political speech to an audience. The article says, "Free college has become a popular progressive rallying cry in recent years." A rallying cry is a word or phrase used to bring people together and get them excited about supporting a cause. Bernie Sanders helped bring the idea mainstream when he campaigned for president in 2016. Something that is mainstream is commonly and popularly accepted. Public polls show that Americans support the idea of making college more affordable. A poll refers to research done by asking questions to a large number of people. And more affordable means that more people are able to pay for it. Last year, there was an attempt to pass a law canceling student debt, but this was considered a political rebuttal to the president. A rebuttal is a comment or argument that goes against someone else's opinion or statements. And that effort gained little traction, meaning it did not get much support or momentum. Warren's proposal would wipe out, that means eliminate, student debt for 75% of Americans. It would also help low-income students pay for childcare while they attend classes, and for commuting expenses. The word commute refers to transportation to work or college. Many candidates support the goal of reducing college costs, although not all of them embrace the idea of free college. To embrace, in this case, means to completely accept and welcome enthusiastically. Another possible idea is incentivizing states to invest more money in education. To incentivize means to try to encourage or motivate action by providing or promising a reward. Who would pay for the cost of free public college? Warren proposes a tax on millionaires and billionaires, as well as asking states to chip in. The phrasal verb chip in means to contribute money to a collective or group effort. Warren says it would be easy to provide free education and that our current economy is badly out of whack. This expression, out of whack, means not balanced, not functioning correctly, not having the right priorities. She is making policy proposals at a rapid clip. This means at a fast speed. And she is unapologetic about her heavy focus on policy. That means she does not say she is sorry for focusing on these topics. Instead, she is bold and confident in her beliefs. Wow, that was a lot of vocabulary. Make sure to download the vocabulary exercise so you can review and practice the terms in today's lesson. Thanks for joining me today, and I'll be back tomorrow with another video.